Blog Talk Radio.
Last year I was broke, but this year I'm up. I'm blessed. And I came back acting a little different when I left. And I ain't change up, I just apply myself, it's progress. Hey, I'm acting funny, cause I got some money, I guess. Where was y'all at when I was out there all stressed, I ain't had no place to sleep outside where I slept, I'm blessed. It's playing me to the right, but look, who left? I can go and get the new audio, go and get the bag. And I ain't got the sappies on my feet, but watch how I step, Player, I done fucked every bad bitch that I met. And word is, champagne, yeah, he next, I bet. Bitch, I'm flyer than a jet. When I run up that check, I don't even break sweat. Watch how I flex. My flow is so crazy. I'm fucking amazing. I'm rocking these stages. Promoters, they pay me. You want you a feature? I take an AC. Not a Louis shit. Pouring the baby. Last year I was broke. Ain't that shit crazy?
Shit crazy as hell.
I just traded the hoop and got a Mercedes. Last year I was broke, but this year I'm up. I'm blessed. And I came back acting a little different when I left. And I ain't change up, I just apply myself. It's progress. Yeah, I'm acting funny, cause I got some money, I guess. Where was y'all at when I was out there all stressed, I ain't had no place to sleep outside where I slept, I'm blessed. It's playing me to the right, but look, who left? I came up quick than a motherfucker. They ain't see it happen. Free walk. Hey, Gucci engineer.
What?
He done turned to a rapper. He be snapping.
Hey.
He already did that shit. He can't turn to no trapper. And I didn't get the white whip. I went and bought the black one. And I got the seats custom. Middle finger like fuck em. I just bought me a crib. And the inside was dusty. I can't wait to get rich. Get a mansion by Puffy. But until that shit happen, nigga, I'm hustling. Used to be outside the radio station. I think I should play this. Man, the DJ some haters. They ain't even wanna play me. Now I'm at radio stations. They gotta come pay me. And I turn up the radio. Hear my name across the nation. Last year I was broke, but this year I'm up. I'm blessed. And I came back acting a little different when I left. And I ain't change up, I just apply myself. It's progress. Yeah, I'm acting funny, cause I got some money, I guess. Where was y'all at when I was out there all stressed, I ain't had no place to sleep outside where I slept, I'm blessed. It's playing me to the right, but look, who left? And I'm blessed. Thank God, I'm blessed. Blessed. Yes.
This is a DJ Noise mixtape presentation. This is a DJ Noise mixtape presentation.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
Oh, I'm so steady.
I pull up, like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up.
Step in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me go the day you need me. Put me on that nigga, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, go get the chop. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a nigga gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a nigga, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fucking bucket.
Going for buggers, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum and hold a hundred. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see them running. She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime. Check up on me and my brother, I'm really the baby. She know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. know where I run from a nigga, I'ma pull it out, shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold stress like I got the flu. My daughter is G, she saw me kill a nigga in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too. Why let another nigga do something to you? As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me go the day you need me. Fuck me on that nigga, get the bus. And if I ain't enough, I'll get your top. Keep a Glockin' when I ride in the Suburban. The codeine had a young nigga swerving. I got the mop, watch me watch him like detergent. And I'm ballin', that's why it's diamonds on my jersey. Slide on outside and flip the block back, yeah, yeah. My junior popped them and left them lopsided, yeah, yeah. We spin his block, got the rebound in his ramen. Yeah. For me one time, you can't cross me again. 1200 horsepower, I get lost in the wind. If he talking on it, y'all depend, all to take his chin. Maybach SUV for my refugee. 5 blocks in the hood, put money in the street. I was solo and the ops caught me at the gas station. Had it on me 30,000, thought it was my last day. But they ain't even want no smoke. If I had to choose it, murder would she roll?
I'm that bitch. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah, I'm the hood Mona Lisa. Break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash. You the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty, yeah. But your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my nigga private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you bitches really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip. Too much drip. I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon says I'm still that bitch. Ay, I'm still that bitch. Yeah, I'm a savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah, sassy, moody, nasty. Yeah, acting stupid. What's happening?
You're now listening to an official Oh So City mix.
To the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs out, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up, nah, stop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs out, nah, nah. I'm a pop star.
shit, that's how it goes. Big bang, I'm promising. 3-0, clipping my Nina. On my toes, Gucci Valentina. She on go, yo bitch for the team, cause you know, yo bitch want a winner. I just went back to my city, and you know they all fucking with me. But it ain't safe, pose with me. I'ma chase bands to the enemy. Bad bitch, if she do what I say so. 2 big 40s and a big ass Draco. 3 more millions when you ask how my day go. Put up a phone, not a blueberry fango. 1 fuck moving, we straight to store shit. 2 small bands just to take you out real quick. 3 more hoes, pull up, I'm fucking shit. That's how it goes, big bands, I'm coming straight.
Oso City, qué rico, papi.
Lead up, got me thinking, babe. Tell me if you with it, cause I'm with it, babe. I haven't heard from you and I'm in it, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada. Gypsy crib in the middle of the night. I don't let you miss me as I put it down right down, babe. I can put you on a flight. You know that a nigga like me can change your life, oh, babe.
Tap in. MLB, I see gang niggas tap in. Tap, tap, tap. millionaire niggas wanna eat me out. From the west coast, they wanna go down south. All these lame ass niggas tryna fuck for clout. I won't let him hit, but he can put it in his mouth. Low waist, fat ass bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fucking nigga get rich, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. MLB, I see gang niggas tap in.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap. You got an itty bitty waist, huh? Pretty in the fight.
What?
Never let a broke nigga take you on a date.
Nah.
Haters can't relate, bitch, I never been fake. I got a real nigga putting icing on my cake. Icy from my lips to my fingers to my toes now. Dripping in Chanae night, this ain't going on sale. All these hoes busy, baby, I do not do friends well. A lot of niggas pussy, but I promise that I won't tell. Now what's my favorite word?
Icy.
Bitch gon' smile, but I know she don't like me. 200 for a verse, bitch, I'm way too pricey. Fuck, I'm gonna bring back hyphy.
Oh, so city, I love when you mix, daddy. Don't stop. Oh, so don't stop.
Wanna see some ass? I'll wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it. You gotta finish it, finish it, finish it. I'll wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it. You gotta finish it, finish it, finish it.
Brown bag legend for these badass bitches. Got 100 racks if you gon' back flippin'. I ain't trippin', I got that cash. Baby gon' bounce that ass.
I'll wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it. You gotta finish it, finish it, finish it. I'll wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it. You gotta finish it, finish it, finish it.
You on the road, now your ass fat, you can hide from the feds behind it. Brown bag, take a bottom and a top down. Bad bitch looking for a rich ass nigga. I'ma pull up to the club with that big bag, nigga. We ain't really with that shit, that nigga. I'ma break her off like a Kit Kat, nigga. Lost on the pimp, I'm a Big Mac, nigga.
I'ma bounce this ass for a rich ass nigga. I'ma get a bag, old cold ass nigga. You can't fuck with me if you ain't got that cash. You wanna see some ass? I'll wiggle it, wiggle it.
Trying to tell me how to live.
Fuck
that hoes hate under my pictures on the gram.
Yeah.
Bitch, you better hope I never run across a man. In the mall with him, I'ma have a ball with him. Somebody call Rihanna, I'ma buy some draws with him. He fucking with the staying cause he in the wild women.
Wild
put them
women.
Legs on his head, now he love tall women.
You'll
never catch me calling these niggas daddy.
Nope.
I ain't lying by my nut just to make a nigga happy. Lifestyle when a nigga can't fit a magnum. It never happened if the dick wasn't snapping. I'm a hot girl, I do hot shit. Finish income on my outfit. Cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad mad. They wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit.
I do
finish
hot
income
shit.
On my outfit.
On my outfit.
I don't take quick. Cause I ain't thirsty.
I ain't
these
thirsty.
Bitches mad mad. They wanna hurt me. Any room about me, let me bet it. I'm an open book and your man probably read it. Look at my IP and these hoes still pathetic. Real bitches back when I check my protector. Yeah, they call me Patty Cake cause the way that ass shake. I'ma make them eat me off while I'm watching anime. Pussy like a wild fox looking for a Sasuke. One night with them, make them lose it like a prom date. Two watches, yeah, call me two timing. Skin like gold and my teeth like diamonds.
Like
top girl, chain Elliot, got me shining. They tried to knock me off but a bitch still grinding. I'm a hot girl, I do hot shit. Finish income on my outfit.
On my outfit
quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl, I do hot shit.
I do
finish income on my outfit.
On my
outfit quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a
from the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch gold. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch gold. Caught a brick, have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch whole. Whip it up, bag it up, send it out, man, that bitch old. From the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch gold. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch gold. Have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch whole. Whip it up, bag it up, send it out, man, that bitch old.
Fuck me like you love me. Keep it a set, this bitch wavy. Talking to me like she paid the rent, this bitch crazy. Slapped on my pimp and I'm usually like, bitch, pay me.
we made it. We're celebrating in it like my nigga, we made it. I know she faded, so I'm digging deep, all in that pussy, talking deeper than any nigga she dated. And I got a 4 and a dash, if I go on the stash, I cop a bag for my motherfucking baby. And I got two French bitches with me like a Montana. I love a bitch back that come with a arc in it. I fuck a white skin, light skin, dark skin. I put a twist in that bitch like I was boss spinning.
From the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch go. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch go. Caught a brick, have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch hold. Whip it up, bag it up, send it out, man, that bitch go. Bitch go. From the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch go. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch go. Caught a brick, have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch hold.
I might just hit it raw, hold on, that's not my element. I like dark skin, love a melanin, huh, Christian Louboutin. When I'm stepping in, 30 bottles of Azul till I'm cinnamon. I had the Lambo, switch to the Rory. I'm a gangster, but I like to party. Pop a perky, go retarded. I'm a Brooklyn nigga, I'm cold hearted. That's why I like the back, yeah, like Riri. Every time she see me, she wanna eat me. Hold on. I still like Justin Bieber, please believe me. I said, wow, I'm on the TV. I can't fuck with broke bitches, they be creepy. She be acting up, she always tryna leave me. But she a bad girl, and she freaky. I have her hanging off the wall like she mean me. I never hit a bitch more than once, they be leeching. But her pussy good, it tastes like peaches. But she can have it, I don't need it. I'd rather have my money green like kiwi. I don't talk to niggas, cause they be capping. Disrespect me, and see what happened. I don't make a call for war, start snapping. The bullets blasting, all our ups mad that I laughed him. He said we're stacking, nothing but my money. Remember my pockets flat, now they chunky. I ain't a pretty boy, but I ain't ugly. And I'll take your bitch in a second. If she a real one, then I'll protect it. Traded the AP, told my jeweler protect it. And it's all BVS and flower setting. I might just hit it raw, hold on, that's not my element. I like dark skin, love a melanin, huh, Christian Louboutin. When I'm stepping in, 30 bottles of Azul till I'm cinnamon. I had the Lambo, switch to the Rory. I'm a gangster, but I like to party. Pop a perky, go retarded. I'm a Brooklyn nigga, I'm cold hearted.
I'm not feeling up, baby, I let him gas me.
Her ass fatter than fat, and she got good throw. Sit that cat on my lap, I give it good strokes. I might have to fly out to Mykonos, or maybe to Japan so I can hit her like a Michiro. She knows what the fuck is up, I don't gotta dumb it down. Tatted like Rihanna, pussy singing like it's running town. I love her, she's a freak. I promise if I could, I fuck her 7 days a week. Face from the Middle East, ass from the West Indies. Sucking the soul up out of my body, rest in peace. Head got me wobbling, she know I got cameras. She said we should vlog it, I know she got stamina. She said start jogging.
Like the way she works, puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got drip on the floor and it's getting nasty. He ain't keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him and if he asks me, I'm not filling up, baby, I let him gas me. Light me up. I done seen the whole world and they knowing that hot as us. Bankroll, they ain't really as loud as us. I be hoping that it's love, but it really just be the lust. Anything for a rush now. It's been eyes on a touchdown. It's a cold world, get a bust down. How you get my mind before my body and my trust now? He said life is too short and he think that we should fuck now. I think I'm finna break him, it's gonna be quick. He know I ride that dick till I get seasick. Wavy little bitch to talk that e-shit. Nasty, but don't put nothing past me. Now I got the pussy and the power if you ask me.
Like the way she works, always puts me first, yeah. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth.
Oye, merda, aquele que tu sabe, bonjour, salut, ça va, très bien, comment vas-tu? Yo, what's good, baby?
heavy. Yo, if you made it to the end of the mix, thank you all so much for tuning into my hip-hop mix. Please give this video a big thumbs up and join the family. Hit that subscribe button. Beautiful people, this week we're coming with those hip-hop vibes, you know what I'm saying? Get a little ratchet, sassy, movie rat. Okay. Coming with those hip-hop ratchet vibes this week for you. All the 2020 hip-hop bangers, all for you. What makes you know what I'm saying? If you're not already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at OsoCity, at OsoCity. Answer all my comments, all my DMs. It's a great way for us to talk to each other and communicate and get to know each other. So make sure you follow OsoCity on Instagram right now. Also, beautiful people, make sure you follow me on Spotify at OsoCity. I have so much original music, so much amazing projects coming out that I can't wait for all you to hear. So make sure you follow OsoCity on Spotify right now. And while you're on Spotify, make sure to like the OsoCity playlist because I'm going to be updating it with the best music from around.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only JRT, also known as Critical. And right now, you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lion, OG Mac Drum.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo coming out of the UK, Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Drama. Power Talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What up? It's Dante Bacote. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones! Checking in, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway full of wisdom on the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac Drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Switch!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And your Earth on J.
And
we are Ageless Angels.
You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang.
Yo, this is Kevin Anson. You're tuned in to the hottest show, Power Talk. So keep it locked right here.
This is OG Mad Ronald. You're listening to the number one podcast for the truth. Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is, it's your boy Jay the Breeze. You tuned in to the OG Mac Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
What's good, it's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single, Sentiment, in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer. You feel,
Breathing planet Earth, no need to worry. It's a hot boom maker, give me my curry. Phone your posse and tell your mama, this is Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer.
Yo, man, I can't hear you a shit.
Can't hear me now?
Nah, what's up? I can't hear anything.
I just turned the music on. How's it going up here in Canada, bro? Eh? Everything up there going groovy, eh? What up, eh?
can't hear nothing, man.
Anyway, people just now starting to leave. I had not one but two ladies leave today. Oh my! But what goes on during NBA Finals? Stays on NBA Finals. Maddie, any news report on your end? Hello.
Yo, am I on? OG, I can't hear you a shit, man.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? I can't hear nothing.
I hear you, sir. Can you hear yourself?
Yo, Vault.
Maybe you're deaf.
No, man, maybe. I'm going to switch headphones up, okay? Just hold up a minute. I'm going to switch headphones up.
Sure, we're going to hold this phone. This way you go. Get your headphones. Hold up, everybody. While he runs and gets his headphones. He worth $32 million, but he gets the cheapest phone. And the cheapest headset. I guess it's like rich. Anyway, welcome all in one and one and all. I want to say prayers to a special young lady. Her father is in a hospital in an induced coma. The body works in mysterious ways. It heals itself and it knows what it needs. I was in a coma before. Induced, so all I can say is let the spirit, let the energy, let nature, let God, and not man. Amen. Now, a lot of you all may have tuned in last week. The music didn't process, so we just chopped it up. So I invited the main guest over. Oh, Martin, you hearing? Is our sponsor, Cookie Rose, Mini Bike, Penny, Coated Shoes. By the manufacturers of Cookie Rolls. Buy them at your local convenience or grocery store in America. For that, I got 3 months of supply. I love my sweets. But as we rise about this, what I call post-pandemic, let us not forget what we came through. And please do not set your guard down and your caution. There is a new form of the virus out there that kicks the extra punch and then some. And it's focusing on younger people who thought they were immune. So please, people, take care. We're not through the rough waters yet. We can see the shoreline. But there's still some sharks and some nuts in that shore. Things like that. Keep an eye on the goal on the prize and keep moving forward. You see an obstacle, circle around it. Can't go over it, can't jump over it, go around it. But keep your eye on the prize. So there's a new app called Clubhouse. It is one public. And they have some real marketing geniuses on board. When they first released the app, they said, what are you going to do for people who use iOS operating systems on the phone, i.e. Apple? You know, I'm one of them. And it made everybody who joined, like, we feel kind of exclusive, you know? Everybody likes to set themselves apart and think they're better than everybody else. But I'm going to tell all you little maggots, I'm God and you're nothing. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it worked, and it's very big. People be on it morning, sun, noon. And the best way I can describe it is, if you're old enough to remember Party Line or Chat Line, it's the exact same thing. But this time, you get the smartphone so you can see people. You see their avatar. But you hear their voices real time. And that, it's the same thing. Exact same thing. Just like Tesla is nothing but a jitney, but with a better shape of a car, there's nothing new under the sun, folks. Nothing new under the sun. Been there, done it. So, Clubhouse, I'll tell you, they have what's called rooms, and they have moderators. The people like myself, like I'm the host of the show, they host the rooms. And people can do anything. They engage, they can talk to influencers, people with money, people with ideals, people trying to develop a craft, and then some ratchet people. It's all, you know, it's everything that you can think of, and then some. But occasionally some beautiful things happen. People meet the right people, and relationships are forged, and new beginnings are kind of sensing the horizon. This show is such a case. It's a gentleman named William McCoy, and he met some great artists on Clubhouse. And he made some great people. So did I. He met me. And we networked and built. And 5 minutes later, some stars are born. So we did an impromptu interview last week where we're going. We do it again. And he got two women. One is from Texas. Her name is Venus. And that's spelled with a V. And then a 3. Like Bebe, like my little sister, how she did her name, B3B3. She spells it V3NUS. And the other one's name is Olenika. And she's from Toronto. She has a very beautiful name. And they're all beautiful women. My God. There's another artist who I thought was going to be on the show, but she said, no, we just talked about it. When I promoted the show, I kept her picture in there because she did drop me gorgeous, look like an angel in human flesh, you know. Not that it looks everything, but it do help. So I'm going to bring on Mr. McCoy, the real McCoy, and we're going to get back down to business. How's it going, Mr. McCoy? Can you hear me? Mr. McCoy. I think this is your number. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, 347-633-9588. Hey, Maddie, you're quiet. What's going on? What is going on with him? He's jumping off on the call. Let's see if my son is here.
Hi, how you doing, OG Marizama?
Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you cool. I can hear you.
What the hell was Maddie talking?
Maddie said he's going to get his headphones real quick, and he said he's going to try to see if he can hear you on that, because maybe it's lost. Good, how are you, sir?
I'm right. How was the weekend?
That's good. I like to introduce myself as OG Marizama, so like you said, Saturn BSM, Hydro BSM. I'm also on Clubhouse, Hydro1017. Follow me. I follow back. I support everyone, no matter who they is. I support them. As long as you support me, I got your back.
Hey, and does everybody know you're calling in from Cleveland?
Yup.
But they can't fuck with the Steelers. Steeler Nation.
Right, with a block hot, where shit. Murders don't get so all there.
Huh? What did you do for the weekend?
What did I do this weekend? I just chilled. I had like a little, you know, get together with this girl, but I didn't really worry about it.
Don't give us too many details. We don't want to hear all that.
But you know what I'm saying? No, other than that, I just chilled for real and work, man.
How's the weather up there?
It's cool. It's sunny as hell, but it's hot.
How's COVID? Are people still wearing masks and blah, blah?
Yeah, people still wear masks. Well, depending where you go. If you go to, like, the library, you go, like, the Tower City, you could wear a mask. You cannot wear a mask. It's your choice. You know what I'm saying? The police don't stop you, but it's your choice. All right.
So, you was here last Saturday, and so we invited the same guests over again. I had a problem loading up one of the music. I'm going to see if it came through again. So while I do that, I'm going to play some songs that the Maybach music, C-Styles, and our me as always.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, C-Styles, what's going on?
What's up, family?
Good. Hey, while I put this music out, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Tell them who you are and what you've done. And why do everybody in the business is giving you their music? Artists will all, I mean, you're like, you're the guy. Let me know. Hello?
I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah. 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 I know they gon' hate me. Yeah. Turned up in the streets, I be cutting up. Got two bitches jumping the double dutch. I give them straight wood, I don't cut them much. Soon as I get the check, I'ma run it up. Run it up. Run it up. No singles on me, only dubs and up. If a nigga won't start it, my gun to bust. I'm the MVP, you the runner up. She said, when you come home, we gon' run it up. Pretty red hair, bitch, yeah, I'm fucking her. Soon as she do her makeup, I fuck it up. Got a face in the pillars and covers up. She be ripping my shirt off and button up. I be dogging that pussy, no puppy love. I don't wanna sound like no sucker, but ironically, I fell in love with her. She keep me cool, I'm a hothead. Like a number two, bitch, I got lit. For anybody, leave a op dead. You post it up in white, I leave your top red. I'm really with it, ain't no scary nigga. Put your pride aside or it'll get buried within you. Nightmares like I'm Freddy, nigga. I'm a horror movie, y'all scary niggas. On the boss, she calling me sensei. No, but bag and blocks, no Dikembe. Went out of town and made 10K. Then I spent it all about 10 days. I'm on the syrup, I'm medical. Trump full of dope, yeah, I'm federal. With hella plugs, I got several. Don't believe really laughing, they telling you. Hell nah, I can't vote, I'm a fella too. But the whoop that hopped in, I got hella too. My old lady had maintenance, I'm telling you. So I put her ass on a pedestal. So to keep her 1,000, I fuck with her. Yeah, she kept it 1,000, I fuck with her. Before I made bond, I put trust in her. She said, when you touch down, nigga, run it up. Turned up in the streets, I be cutting up. Got two bitches jumping the double dutch. I give them straight wood, I don't cut them much. As soon as I get the check, I'ma run it up. Run it up, run it up. No singles on me, only dozen up. If a nigga won't start it, my gun to bust. I'm the MVP, you the runner up. Run it up, run it up. I hit the dice stand and I run it up. Stand over the pot and then run it up. Watch me hit the block and then run it up. Run it up, run it up. When I touch down, I'ma run it up. You only little once, nigga, run it up. You only little once, nigga, run it up. Put all the work in the book bag. Try to rob me, get a foot tag. If it ain't ready, I can cook that. I hopped off the porch and I ain't look back. Catch a nigga rolling up a good bag. Out Camelot with them hood rats. Or Section 8 where the crooks at. All my young niggas push pack. I see a bad bitch, watch the spit gang. I'm a super freak like Rick James. Out the mud, ain't shit changed. I bet you brag about my dick gang. The J's talking about my wrist gang. They love the way a nigga whip gang. Your bitch staring at my bitch tank. The diamonds yellow like piss stains. The streets still think I'm groovy. FTA the shit a movie. We had the cast in Suzuki. Them test trials keep improving. I know you like the way I move. The D's mad they can't prove. The option never gon' do shit. All the tough shit and the illusion. Turned up in the streets, I be cutting up. Got two bitches jumping the double dutch. I give them straight wood, I don't cut them much. As soon as I get the check, I'ma run it up. Run it up, run it up. No singles on me, only dozen up. If a nigga won't start it, my gun to bust. I'm the MVP, you the runner up. Run it up, run it up. I hit the dice stand and I run it up. Run it down over the pot and then run it up. Watch me hit the block and then run it up. Run it up, run it up. When I touch down, I'ma run it up. You only little once, nigga, run it up. You only little once, nigga, run it up. Turned up in the streets, I be cutting up. Got two bitches jumping the double dutch. I give them straight wood, I don't cut them much. Soon as I get the check, I'ma run it up. Run it up, run it up. No singles on me, only dozen up. If a nigga won't start it, my gun to bust. I'm the MVP, you the runner up. Run it up, run it up. I hit the dice stand and I run it up. Run it down over the pot and then run it up. Watch me hit the block and then run it up. Run it up, run it up. When I sit down, I'ma run it up. You only little once, nigga, run it up. You only little once, nigga, run it up.
Run it up.
Got a 1017 low, so, and I'm gonna go live.
That was fire. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. McCoy, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Long person.
Yeah, I keep getting a corrupted file on the extension that are corrupt. So, is she on YouTube?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is she on YouTube? I can grab the YouTube. I can convert it. Is she on YouTube?
Yes, she is.
Okay. I'll do that. While we're doing that, let's bring on Miss Olenka. What number is she calling from?
She's calling from a Canadian number.
What area code?
Yeah. Let me see. I don't have, you know, Canadian. I'm not.
Let me see who this is. I got a couple of numbers. Hold on. 817-881. Who's this?
This is Venus.
Hey Venus. Hey Venus. I'm gonna text you. Can you send me two of your MP3s? Because the ones we have, I keep getting a corrupt extension. Okay. I'm gonna text you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It happens. Some reason it's not reading.
Hey, what's up, girl? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
I like your song, Next Body.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a dope check.
I have all your music downloaded on my Apple.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you so much.
So I've been getting into it, man. So I'm feeling it.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
So how was your weekend, young lady?
My weekend was productive. It was good.
What did you do? Make some more music or just live life?
Yeah, I actually was in the studio yesterday. You know, always doing something music related. So.
What inspires your writing?
I'm sorry?
Inspires your writing.
Oh man, life
compose.
Inspires my writing. Life. I just tell. I tell story, you know, and
okay.
It, real life experiences, you know, and
mm-hmm.
my experience and other people's experiences.
And you're from Houston, right?
I'm from the Fort Worth, Dallas area.
Oh, Fort Worth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Dallas and Fort Worth?
He said, what's the distance?
Yeah, no, what's the difference? Because they always mention it's Dallas-Fort Worth. It's like Seattle-Tacoma, Long Beach, L.A.
You know, they often say it together. They often say Dallas-Fort Worth, but, you know, there's an hour difference between the two cities.
But that's nothing. There's an hour difference between certain neighborhoods in certain cities.
Yeah, they're neighboring cities.
So what one is the east side and one is the west side? Is that how it's looked upon?
They just looked at two different cities altogether. Really, they have two different completely different vibes. Really, to be honest with you.
Let me tell you an experience I had. I went to Dallas before.
Okay.
I'm meeting this candy. I love it. This my cousin. She had married a gentleman from Texas, and so he flew everybody from out of town down there, and so I was bored. I mean, we were there a couple of years early, so I walked around and I saw this like bar lounge club, and I went toward the line and looked inside. It was nothing but dead drop dime pieces of women. I'm talking about beautiful, all races, ethnicities, you name it. And I said, wait a minute. I said, you know, no females were looking gorgeous. I said, I'm going to come in a gay club. I asked her, I said, it's a lesbian club. She said, no. I said, why there's a number of women? She said, it's like that. We all number men. I said, but they're all gorgeous. She said, welcome to Dallas. My God. I swear, I've never been to no city. Well, Vancouver, Canada, like that. And, you know, I'm like most men, I'm a sucker for the beauty and not for the brains, which is dumb. But I was like, I don't know. I was going crazy. But it was amazing. I mean, there was not one mud duck at all. Everybody. Not that there's really other people in the world.
I'm a sucker for the beauty and not for the brains. I love it. That's cool.
Yeah, he was honest. Yeah. He was honest.
Yeah, I'm all right. Now, don't get me wrong. I've met women who I've met over the phone, and,
uh-huh.
and when we finally met, I had no, I couldn't care less about what they look like. Some of them
mm-hmm.
were beyond what I expected, and some were even worse. But it did not stop me in whatever, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
I already got involved with the mind, you know, and that's
okay.
the most beautiful part of all of us.
It is. It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, those looks and that beauty, that'll fade, you know. That
get
old and wrinkled.
No, it doesn't. Because I still look good. What you talking about?
Oh, okay. So you're not going to get wrinkled.
Right. Black don't crash.
Yeah. So, did you get my text?
I did, and I sent you an email.
Okay. Wow, you're faster than speaking of dollars.
I'm about that business.
How
was y'all's week? How's y'all's week so far?
As I said, I'm still recovering because I was, you know, the basketball was up here, so I'm still trying to recover.
Oh, wow.
But I had fun, trust me.
Okay.
But like I said, All-Star Weekend.
That's what's
you
up.
You have been All-Star Weekend, they're always lit. Our CIAA, we're in the sports.
Hell yeah.
I don't see your email. Let me see if it's in my spam. Yeah, it's in my spam. Why did it not recognize Venus? That was not nice.
You know, I woke up this morning and texted from my dad. I slammed my head on the desk hard as fuck. I was like, who is this texting me? Oh, it's OG Matt Drama.
My son, you know, he's a bit touched, so. I'm joking.
I love that laugh, man. I love that laugh. It's the best laugh ever, man.
He's a gentle soul, though.
Yeah, that's a gentle laugh, man. It's real.
So, while we're handling this music, let's start from the beginning. Where did it all begin for you, Venus? Before you came to the planet?
We're gonna go back that far.
Yeah, well, that would be. I was a star
in the sky, you know.
My name
I
is
came
Mars.
Here. A star in the sky before I came here, twinkle in the eye, you know. But
you got a sultry voice. My God, don't you got a beautiful voice?
Thank you.
Nigga, you cool?
Watch your language, ladies, for me. So, Venus, are you single, married, taken, or just focused on you?
What, is this a dating site, man?
No, I'm asking a question.
People want to know. Yeah, I'm very much single, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was about to flirt with that voice, that's what I asked. Anyway, but I'm not one of the predators in the music industry. Like, oh, yeah, I'll give you a deal. But can you look at who? No, you do that.
Oh my goodness, I've heard stories.
But they do that because some of these people offer themselves up like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm making crazy music. Oh my God, people will do anything, and nothing by women. Hello.
Unless of course.
You know what I'm talking about, right? My God, even in God, man, like you want to get signed that bad? What is it about people that want to be famous? But what's your take on that, Venus?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it is what it is. Some people want fame. Some people want fortune. Some people want just to be heard. You know, everybody wants something different.
Yeah, I think they've been ignored, so now they want to be known by everybody.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot. You know, there's a lot of reasons out there. Mm-hmm.
But people probably realize, though, when you are known, you have no freedom. Let's say you got a vice you want nobody to know about. They're going to know about it.
Yeah.
You know who? That's what I see. I saw Matt Drummond doing what? I saw Matt what? I saw Maddie what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have no freedom.
Yeah, you're private. You give up.
I went somewhere, and I usually wear a turban. That's how people know me. I didn't have nothing on. I had my glasses on. The guy probably said, hey, you OG Matt Drama? I was like, who that? Okay, you can't say my name is what?
Man, that's because you go around saying, yo, you know who the fuck I am? I'm OG Matt Drama.
That's what I'm with people ask. Everybody's got giggles today, and none of them smoked any cannabis.
No, we didn't smoke nothing today. I swear to God.
Yeah, naturally. Watch your language.
Calm down.
It's okay.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Venus, now let's get back to your story of beginnings. I'm serious, actually.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I started man, writing poetry in like middle school.
At what age?
In middle school, I literally
like
had
10, 11, 12.
12. I wrote a couple poems that got published, and I ended up going to like Atlanta because of that, those poems and stuff like that. And so the poetry turned into rap, and the rap turned into singing.
Do you have any of your poems with you right now?
Right now? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't.
Can you recite anything from the dome?
Oh, nah, I can't. It was so long ago.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay.
I had to read it. I was really conscious. I was on that conscious stuff when I was younger, you know.
So, you like conscious music? Can I play a song for you? I want your opinion of it, right?
I would love you to. Yeah, go ahead.
But first, let me. Can I say a poem to you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Roses are red, violets are blue. The end.
Nah.
No cap.
You stupid baby.
But okay. So let me play the song for Miss Venus. But I gotta go to my Mac, to my Dell 4000, well almost $4,000 attached computer don't want to work because of gremlins.
Wow.
And let's get in this MacBook.
Unfortunate.
I got like 10 computers in here. I'm gonna let
you. Did you ever figure out what happened to your computer last week?
What happened?
Uh-oh.
It froze, right?
Shit fucked up last week, too, man. Yeah, shit fucked up last week, too. Get a new computer,
and
man.
And Saturn, you're laughing at it?
No,
you think it's funny?
I'm laughing at whatever is going on in the neighborhood right now.
I think it's funny as shit, man. Get a new computer.
I got a brand new Mac. I'm on it now. And it's not taking my password.
Well, that's your problem, man. Don't try hitting no Macs up. Come on now.
Oh, here we go. All right. What's my password? Here we go. I think I'll change it. Gosh. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah.
Olinka's in the queue.
Okay. What area code is she calling from?
519.
Okay. Maddie, you know that area code?
519? No.
Do me a favor, Olinka. Do not let Maddie know. See what you look like. He's going to run it. She is gorgeous.
She's very beautiful.
Oh. Miss Venus?
What's 519? Like, that's around, like, what? No.
That's Toronto.
T-Dot? No?
It's Toronto.
Yeah, T-Dot. That's what I'm saying.
Both of them are gorgeous.
They ain't as gorgeous as me. They're better. Oh, come on. I think it's a sign of getting old. I know my freaking password. Fuck me.
Hey, but y'all, are y'all going to any events this weekend? I mean, what's happening?
Oh, I am.
Where are you going?
I'll be in Vegas all the way through August, but first of August, but it's not music, it's technology.
Okay.
Because I'm involved with tech, you know, especially, you know, there's all kinds of cyber terrorism going on, there's ransomware and everything, so I'm going to a big tech conference because I'm involved with big data and all that stuff. I got new labels that's built nothing but it's the core strategy, the structure of everything that's new when it comes to technology. We still didn't announce the press release on it. I still got a couple of team members I'm recruiting. I mean, it's amazing. Amazing Grace.
Grace.
Did you
amazing
know how to sing in church?
Yes.
Young lady? Not you, John Hurt. Come, Venus?
Oh, what'd you say? Sorry.
Did you go to church and learn how to sing?
Did I go to church to learn how to sing?
Yeah, you know, a lot of Sing in church.
I sang in church.
Okay.
I did.
How was the experience?
I didn't go there to learn how to sing, but I sang in church.
You know what I mean. They encourage you. Oh, I think this is it.
Yeah, I sang This Little Light Is Mine.
Hey, I'm in it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine. You know, when I was growing up, I wanted to be an opera singer.
Oh, my.
You want to hear it?
I mean, go for it. We already heard the poetry.
Yo, I can't wait for this. I can't wait. He
led men up the beast of rock.
My. Oh, my.
You know,
Will has a secret. Will sings opera.
Oh, let me hear you, Will. Give me a note. Will, can I hear something? Mister. Oh, go ahead. What?
He was singing all day today. I don't know why he's not.
Man, all you said was,
I was just sick.
Better than you, OG.
But, baby. And now you supposed to be my manager. You supposed to support me, not him. So you think he's better than me?
I don't want to steal.
Yo, I can add new clients to Crazy, man. You know this. Maddie M.
Okay, I'm in.
I don't want to steal your shine.
TJ hit him on steal your shine, Venus. That's a cool manager. You know?
I appreciate him. You know, you got to appreciate him.
He don't want his voice sounds a little better than yours.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Get that deal. I appreciate him stepping down.
Oh, let's bring up the young lady on, because only her in the dark.
Alanka. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I love her name, Alanka. Are you and her going to do a collaboration?
And you never know. Anything's possible. Everything's possible.
You should. That'd be
nice. I like that.
I mean, I'll give you a feature. I'll charge you on the low. Just give me $200,000, okay?
$200,000?
Yeah, that's fair. Don't you think that's fair?
That's fair.
Huh, Venus? You think it's fair?
I'm sorry, what?
You don't think that's fair?
That's fair.
And you know what? Even if you did pay him $200,000, I wouldn't get a cent of that.
Wait a minute. What she really means is that's too cheap for me being who I am. Oh, yeah, it's the sweetest thing. Okay, I'll take $1 million.
We'll take $2 million, $3 million.
Actually, I know artists who charge, Maddie, who charge close to that amount. I'm like, you ever pay that? You got to be on crack. Well, no, they wouldn't be on crack because they'd be broke. Okay. Pardon me. I'm Mr. Technologist. It seems like my computer.
I love that laugh, man. I can't get enough of it. Honestly, I can't get enough of that shit.
You like
I
my
love
laugh?
Well, yeah. I mean, but not his is better. Sorry, man.
I'm trying to see this. I can bring Mrs. Olanka on. You know
Yo, Venus, I don't know why you chilling with us, honestly, man. But we appreciate you.
It's my voice.
Yeah,
my
we
voice.
Appreciate you. We're sorry.
My voice,
yeah.
The voice of my drama has
no,
strong,
we're not
like,
sorry.
We just I mean, I'm told I look like an angel slash devil. But
nah,
I've been told that I am male eye candy. I am male eye candy. Because I eat eye candy. Okay. Miss Olenka, what's going on? I know what you're saying, Venus.
Oh, no, nothing at all. You said you were male eye candy, so I was trying to figure out if you were eye candy.
Well, I'm
male.
Not a female, so I'm a male.
Oh, you see him next walking to me. Yeah.
He okay. For real. You hear what he said? I walked next to him, I look like a female. What kind of homie said that to his buddy, right? You ain't nothing.
No, man.
I'm not your buddy.
And it lashed my little body. You're the one that wear them tight jeans, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's talking about me.
You know what I'm talking about, Maddie? Maddie dresses a pretty boy.
Yeah, Kevin. Expensive
money on clothes that look like cowboy shit.
Man, you don't need to spend money on clothes when you got a body like me and a face like mine, man.
I ain't gonna cap. All I wear is holster. So.
Okay, I think I can bring Mr. Onika on now. I think there are forces sometimes that align themselves against me. And they really want me to throw in the towel. I do. I really do. I think there's, of course, I get for most everybody, but some people have a way of tuning it out. But sometimes when I'm really dependent on something to go, move forward, that opposite force moves in the opposite direction, but exercising the same amount of force that causes an action on this side of the divide. You follow me?
Absolutely. I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, you know. The key is being aware. You know what's up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Okay. Let me find out, will you? Let me find out.
I'm telling you, you already know.
Wow.
I picked it. I'm with you.
Okay. Your account will let you improve your listener experience interacting. True, I guess, man. Log in. So, Miss Venus.
Yes, sir.
So, this is a serious question, seriously. So,
okay.
Venus, my name is Mars, and I'm looking for my little brother, Tito.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yo, you gotta love this fucking show, man. Honestly, this is the best show ever.
Like, you gotta love the computer. About freaking time, you. Oh man, she just did it again.
Yo, I smoked 3 cigarettes waiting for this track, dude. Like straight up.
You need to stop smoking squares, man. It's not good for you.
Yeah, neither drinking
I,
or.
I should take a life insurance policy on you. You got one on me? I bet you do.
Oh, you 100% shit, man. Plus the 3 wives and the 19 other girls coming at me. Yeah. I guarantee you I'm going to die one day. You know that Vanilla Sky movie? Man, straight up.
Some bitch is going to drive me off the bridge.
Straight up. Tom Cruise used to be beautiful, and some bitch goes crazy and drives him off a bridge, and then he gets all ugly. You ever see that movie? Yeah, that's how I'm going out. So.
Hey, one of them people is going to do that to you. What you going to do when you lose your pretty looks?
I just blow my own
thing. You're going to see plastic surgeon, right? She can afford it.
No. The way she'll do it, there's no way. There'll be a fiery crash, burnt 90% of my body, and then she'll still want me. She'll be calling me and shit.
She'll still be calling you while you look like a fucking marshmallow. Oh, man, you're the handsomest thing on the planet.
You said marshmallow? Yeah, she's still be trying to get them out of me, you know? For real.
Oh, man, I don't know what. Oh, you know what? I'm just stuck on stupid. I was hitting the wrong tab.
Man,
blame it on the edibles. I mean, blame it on the munchkins.
Oh, because I was about to say, I'm so glad you're going to that technology conference.
Talking, you know, the waitress was hitting me up, bartender was hitting me up, and so these guys, I'm like, we're talking, they overheard I was from Canada. Oh, you from Canada, eh? And I'm like, oh, where are you from? Mississippi. I'm like, oh, what's it like fucking your cousin? And then I jumped across the bar, grabbed him by the fucking neck. I grabbed him by the cuff of his neck, slammed his head into the fucking bar, and his boy didn't do shit.
Yeah, when me and Maddie goes out, we usually fight a lot.
Wow.
In my loud mouth.
That's aggressive.
Because I'll cuss out everybody in a minute. And I refuse to pay ID, and I don't pay for no access any club. I'm like, call the feds, call the police. You know who I am?
Hey, Matt, thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the heads up.
Oh, you're never going to go out with me now, Will? Okay. I'm in the queue. Now, what's their area code?
You got to understand, OG and I, there's a white boy,
five,
pretty white boy.
Five,
OG's a gangster, and we roll around together, and we go to only black.
Oh, 519, I found it.
Sorry, you. Okay, you did find
it? I found it, yeah.
Thank
bring
God.
The water.
I want to watch The Simpsons.
Lady. How you doing?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello.
Are you
hey, what's up,
girl?
There she is.
Hey, yo, what's good? What's good? Hi.
Yo,
we're
yo,
having
yo.
A lot of fun without you, huh, young lady?
Yeah, it took you some time, huh?
How you doing?
I'm amazing. Always amazing. How are you guys? Sounds like y'all
Great.
Are having
I'm gonna
fun.
Ask you, I want to ask you something. How is it hard for you to keep all the guys away because you're – Yeah, job gorgeous. I mean, do you find it tiresome or are you used to it?
Honestly, I am pretty used to it. It does get a little frustrating when I'm trying to do business with somebody in terms of music or, you know, any business at all, and they think that, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying to have, like, you know, a little something else out of it. So that's really time. It's frustrating
yeah,
to
but
me,
you can
but
use that,
that.
You can use that to your advantage, though. Use that to your advantage. I mean, don't sleep with nobody.
No,
but just use
no,
that
yeah,
to your
yeah.
advantage.
You have to get a man.
But at the same time, I also run by, like, honesty is the best policy, and I don't like mm-hmm. to give somebody the wrong idea when going into something so that they don't get frustrated once,
the wrong
you know,
idea.
Time comes and then I don't deliver what they're expecting. No, and then just... It's awkward. It's weird. It's just like I hate that kind of shit. So oh my gosh, sorry, I can't swear. But I hate that kind of stuff.
Yes, you can.
You can
I
say that.
Am,
you can say that.
Yes,
I'm dead. Yeah, I just like to be super upfront. You know what I mean? Also, like I'm also one of those people where like I don't care who you are, who you know, what your name is, anything like that. If you're trying to like come through with, like, some kind of side-eye, strong intentions, I will tell you off, you know?
Let me ask you something. You wouldn't be embarrassed walking with me because I'm just as beautiful as you are?
Would I be embarrassed?
Yeah, because I look just as good as you do.
No, no, he will embarrass
you.
You don't have to be embarrassed.
You would embarrass me?
He will
do
it.
I'm saying, he's embarrassed me. I'm a guy and I look just as fine as you do.
Okay, word.
Let's put up pictures. Let's put up pictures on Twitter right now and see. Put them next to each other, man.
Man, that sounds like two little boys. I see you got the bigger pecker. Come on, you're just so infantile. Hold on. Did he put our pictures together? See who gets the most votes. How old are you?
I just turned 23 a few days ago.
Oh, no, I'm talking to Maddie. He sounds like a kid.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay.
Oh, shit.
So,
I'm almost 41, baby. I'm still a kid. Peter Pan syndrome, man. You know this.
31? Man, you're old.
So how was your weekend, Olinka? What did you do?
I celebrated my birthday. Woo!
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Birthday.
So where did you go on your birthday? Where did you go?
So I, unfortunately, due to health problems, I was unable to kind of, like, go off for my birthday. So I had some close friends come over. They drank and stuff, and I just kind of, like, you know, blew on my candles. We had, like, a nice little get-together, small get-together party.
Okay.
Yo, so I'm gonna
serenade your birthday song. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
There it is.
Happy birthday to you. Olinka.
So, girl.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not too bad. That's not too bad, man. So you were Leo then, huh?
I'm Leo.
No,
you're a Leo.
I said, are you a Leo?
No, I'm a Cancer.
Oh, I'm a Leo. My birthday is in 2 days, so we're on the cusp.
What's your sign, Venus? What are you?
I am a Taurus. I am the bull.
Okay, Venus, you and I are supposed to get along. Work. Hi.
I'm about that money and that loyalty.
Well,
I'm
a Capricorn and I'm a Libra. I got 3 birthdays and I celebrate all 3.
Wait, what? Back
3 birthdays? Yo, explain that.
I got a birthday in January, I got a birthday in May, and I got a birthday in October.
Why?
Okay, so
that's because he has 3 IDs in his car.
Because I was born in 3 different times in my life.
Because he was born again.
So are you one of those, right, like, got, like, 2 phones, but, like, you actually have 3 phone situation, and, like, what's up? Like,
No, seriously, I was born in January, I was born in May, and I was born in October.
Okay.
I'm a Capricorn. I'm part Cancer.
Yep,
also.
I'm a Capricorn. And I'm also a Taurus, and I'm also a Libra.
So
yo, man,
well,
those stolen ideas, they don't make you that.
Hold on. We got some people who want to talk. Hold on. Who's calling from L.A.? Let me see. 323, I'm bringing you live. 323-251, who's this?
OG, you don't know who this is?
Oh, what's happening? That is none other than Jeffrey Lake. What's up? Round of applause.
Hey, yes. Long time no talk, baby boy.
Jeffrey Lake is one of our business accomplished partners. Jeff, tell everybody who you are, what you got going on, and what do you do?
Oh, hey, what's up, man? What I'm doing is building a new marketing infrastructure for artists to monetize their music. So since the last time I was on this platform, I've added some blockchain technologies, yes. Delivering digital distribution, and I'm adding a new streaming platform onto.
Yes.
So I've been signing artists and boarding artists onto the website and positioning them to put product out this summer, consolidated product that we're coming out with our gift card platform. Some major things on the horizon.
I know you've been working hard at that, man.
What's your website, Jeff?
It's cardscashrewards.com.
So cardscashrewards.com.
Cards is plural. Cash, you know, is plural unto itself.
Yeah, and rewards is plural.
Before the eight, and rewards is plural.
Yep, I heard that. Cardcashrewards.com. So, I understand you just came back from Vegas.
No, I've been in and out of there probably four times in the last 6 weeks.
Let me ask you something. Do you get a little shorty up there in Vegas? You can tell me, man.
In Vegas? I have
you get a little
of my family there, and mm-hmm. I have business out there. So
I know you got a loving wife in L.A., so I'm just making sure.
Well, you know, I mean, the plane flies straight whether it take off on the runway or not, you know. So
here you go.
You know, but it's you know, like I say, the proximity from here to Vegas is really just about being able to really connect, you know, really connect the dots and make things happen.
Yeah, I told you from Phoenix, I get to Vegas in 2 hours. Well, I get to Henderson,
Yeah, in both of those markets, you know, this whole dynamic of being able to put together live opportunities, whether it's streaming, whether it's really solidifying a network with DJs out there and things of that nature. So, you know, it's always just about rolling up our sleeves and doing the work, man. This is, you know,
it's the main part as well.
You know, it doesn't cease. Yes, sir.
Get in touch with Tracy from Revolu. She out of Las Vegas.
Actually, she flew to Seattle this weekend to meet with some people.
Yeah. No, but
you
just,
know,
I mean,
she's also incorporating blockchain with Revolu, man. And NFT, she's doing some great. Everybody's embracing the technology. Everybody.
Well, okay. Now let me say this. I got little to no patience for people that don't get back to me. You know, if you hit me, I get back to you. I'm not singling anybody out. I'm just saying, you know, one of the things that had to die in the last few months was talking a lot of shit about doing shit and not doing shit. You know, that shit had
to
die.
Industry,
you know, no, I'm saying we can talk big shit and
forever.
Can't nobody talk bigger shit than me, but at the end of the day, I walk it bigger than I talk it. I will knock King Kong ass out in his own movie. In his own movie.
Yo, OG, just changed, huh? Just changed, man. He used to be so quiet. Now he's like, what? King Kong ain't got shit on me. No, but Jeff, for real.
I would knock him out of his own movie. Write that shit down. Write it down.
I'm like, man, you know who I am? I'm the one that knocked King Kong out in his own movie.
I just say that to say when we put our minds together, you know, sometimes we put our mouths together, we don't put our minds together. And then shit don't really go nowhere.
I'm guilty of that, but my excuse is I got too much shit going on, and sometimes it's hard for me to figure out which one to do first. I'm pulled so thin by so many people. Sometimes, like today, I didn't go to school today. I did nothing today, but relax. I didn't take no phone calls, but I had like several conference calls.
It's 120 degrees outside.
I said, I'm taking a break.
Yeah, but that's pretty much, one of the things that I ran into that I'm just laughing at right now is,
mm-hmm.
I've had some artists that, I love that. Give me the contract. I'll sign it. When I turn around and send them the contract, they're nowhere to be found. They go out and put out new music. I don't know if they just get gassed up because they've been in the studio and they made
and
something
they
that they feel is
yep.
better than what they, and now they think they don't need the juice. Look. Okay.
I was talking to Selena Hunter today, and we were saying a lot of artists don't live up to their own expectations. You know what I mean? They don't. And I went further. I said a lot of artists say they want it. They really don't want it. Because when you are provided the tools and the roadmap to get what you want and you still choke, you don't make that transition, you don't want it. You're just a talker. Seriously.
No, they don't work, man. I got like 15 artists, man. And I got 3 that actually work. You know what I mean? Huh? Like, fuck the rest. I haven't even talked to the rest of
them. Yeah, I remember. I remember we had conference calls with me last week, like 30, 40 people. I mean, we're glad we did it or not.
Can I say something like
myself
and Olinka?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let the lady talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, go ahead. Sorry. So, yeah, like, I totally agree with y'all. Like, artists who really want it, like, you'll see it and everything like that. But I also have to kind of disagree because, like, sometimes, I'm also, like, one of those mental health advocates. And sometimes people have, like, off moments where they really need to take care of themselves. And if their head isn't straight, then they're just carrying dead weight. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, carrying this talent for no reason. They're just going to dig themselves into the grave. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, if you see that somebody has talent and they're saying they want it and all that stuff, they have, like, off moments where, like, sometimes you just start to doubt them, but you still see that spark in them. Like, it doesn't mean that they don't really want it and they're not going to work their ass off for it.
But if that off moment is coming a couple years.
Yeah, but life gets in the way of music a lot. But at the same time, time is money for us. As managers, time is money for us.
It's challenging being an artist because until you eat, you don't eat. You know what I mean? It is very challenging. I understand that part. But if it's really your passion, if it's really your craft, come rain, come hail, come sleet, come snow, come earthquake, come dry heat, you will make that effort to get there.
That's poetry right there, man. That's poetry.
I do get that. I do totally get that. But like,
no, but life gets in the way of things. Like, there's kids.
Let them
I always ask my artists, you just met a girl? I'm like, man, fuck. I'm like, okay, this is the end of this one. And then they come at you 6 months later after they broke up. Or, they lost their kids. Or something.
Can I get back on the grind? No.
You kind of understand. I get what you're saying, but at the same time, like, there's so many people coming at OG and I that, and I'm sure Jeff as well, that at the same time, like you said, if we call you, that's our time, right? We can do other things. And if we repeatedly call you, which is me twice, that's it. And I don't get back, you're done. You're done for me forever. Sorry. You know what I mean? Like, you go through things, you can explain the things you're going through, and I will listen and understand it, right? And I'll give you, but if you just don't pick up the phone, like, I'm clean sweeping my whole crew right now. OG, you might stay on. You might stay
on.
Well,
Sam, you're a real savage, like... What?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show, baby girl.
What you expect? He's a Russian. Russians are dead.
Anyways, Jeff, it's good to hear your voice, man. I'm glad things are going good for you. And I'm glad you're actually talking on the goddamn show. Because I always told you I knew you were a fucking gangster, man. I always knew that shit. I haven't even met you yet. I always knew you were a gangster.
Well, you know, I say something when I have something to say, and
hey,
I don't try to talk through the crowd. So when other people are talking, I'm good to listen. You know, I was talking to OG earlier, and our call dropped, and my question was, is there a show tonight? So I just happened to dial in. I was actually on hold for like 5 minutes, and then I realized I didn't push the one button. So that's just the rust from calling in for a couple of months. But
my bad, Jeff. A young lady had called me, man, and to handle something.
No, I understand. No, no worries. There's never any worries. You know, now I like just on that same topic. You know,
that's what I'm excited about you.
One thing I'll say about Jeff, you do be empowering the artists. You offer these artists so much. And I know it's an uneven exchange, but you do offer a lot to artists. Sometimes I'm like, what the hell? You better get them for a bag.
And you know what? And here's the thing. So the eight that are with me right now, they're grandfathered into a much sweeter deal than I'm giving the next 50. You know, because of that. It's like when you talk to artists and you tell them the dynamic between the difference and the advantages between, quote unquote, managing them versus advising them and partnering with them. It's like, well, I don't get to say I have a manager. And, son, I'm trying to raise you up to be your own boss. You know, there's levels to everything. Quit thinking, because I didn't slap you when I first met you, that I'm weak for how I'm presenting myself. I'm not brand new to this. You know, I am not brand
new to this.
You know,
Linka and Venus, his father used to manage some of the groups like the Gap Band, and they won. He worked with a whole slew of artists, you know, funk and R&B groups.
Oh, that's cool.
And this guy he's the little guy in the crowd on the knees soaking up game.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
it's the best way to learn.
That's a good way to put it, man.
You know, so yeah, no, I'm not new to this. I'm just I'm at the point. I'm really from Missouri on this. I'm a show
me.
Not to tell. There's two artists that stand out right now that in 4 to 6 months. I hope this isn't the case for them, but I'll be surprised if it isn't. They're going to see clearly that they left no less than $100,000 on the table just by not following up with what they said they were interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You go put out music, but if you can't sustain it,
well,
you know, if you got to have a daddy in this industry, if you got to have somebody that gets between you and your money, then go ahead. I'm not your guy.
On that note, this is Venus. You know, being an artist is a business, and not everybody is business minded. You know, they can make music, but they can't run a business.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly what you're
saying. I think that's where a lot of people fall short is the business side of things.
Always.
You know, and so I mean, even with athletes, I mean, you have athletes who make millions and can't handle their business. They come out, they're broke. You know, all they know how to do is play ball.
Business.
You know, so not that the artists aren't hungry for it or whatever, but they don't know how to run a business. And so, you know, there's this gap of information. There's this gap of weeding out people who don't have that business mind. I think it would do the industry better when you're working with people to be able to decipher whether they're business minded. Then you're not wasting your time and they're not wasting theirs, or you're giving them the tools that can set them up for success with like people, managers, people that can teach them business if they're willing to learn. But I think that's what gets most artists is the business side of things. Once they realize all the stuff they have to do, then they're, you know, they're overwhelmed. They're like, nah, you know, it's not. I just want to make music, and I get that.
Well, that's
I get frustrated.
That's where OG Jeffrey especially, well, and OG, and then me lastly, because I'm the least experienced. But then again, I do manage OG, so I guess that must have wrangled in some piece of shit. But everyone. So you're very strong minded. But at the same time, you need somebody to help you out at the end of that business day. Like, you can, we've listened to you for, well, I don't know, it's been a couple weeks.
You seem like a very smart girl. I'm not done. You're very wise.
You're a smart girl. Yeah, you're very smart. At the same time, though, you're going to need a little bit of help on things that we have seen that will break your heart, and we can prevent you from seeing it. Yo, there are times, like, as OG, man, I'm one of the toughest motherfuckers on the planet. OG, I posted that picture, that black eye with what's his name? You managed him.
Lil Tucky? From the Mansion Party?
No, when we went to that party, man, remember I had that black eye?
Anyways,
who was it though? Who was the fuck? I can't remember. Anyways, the point is we take the hits for you business wise, while you can make music. So I think it's good to delegate. You know, as smart as absolutely. Like, look what happened to Tinashe. Let's put it that way. Okay, that girl could do anything, and then she got the fuck over. She was one of my favorite artists ever. And I keep on Maddie Myers' pick of the day, I keep reposting every song. I keep posting every song she puts out because she really got messed up. I think it was Universal that she was with or whatever. And I don't know if it's a 360 deal or what, but they just cut her out. And she is doing what you're doing. I don't know you. I haven't met you. But for what it sounds like you're going Tinashe route. And Tinashe, she did everything, man. The girl can dance. I mean, she was a ballerina. She can sing. She writes her own songs. She does everything. And then she got screwed over. And then now she's making a comeback. So you got to find the right people to, you know, managers is such a shitty term. So, like, OG, Jeff and I, we aren't managers. We're A&Rs, artistry and repertoire. So, manager sounds like used car salesman, and I can't stand that term. Honestly, we just help you out with whatever. I'm not selling myself, trust me, to you. I'm just saying that it's always good to have somebody who has a 9-page contract for the person that you're talking to on the phone who promises you the world, you know?
Absolutely. As an artist, like, I'm business-minded myself, not to cut you off. But myself, you know, I wasn't speaking about myself as far as the business side of things. I was just speaking in general as artists. But for me, although I am a business-minded, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, so I own several businesses. The thing is that the music industry is new to me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I definitely, you know, going in, need people like Will that help me navigate those streets, because that's another setback for artists. Once they do get those people, get people around them, then is it the right people? Now that's another hang up. Now they're like trying to decipher the wolves, you know, out there that are trying to take advantage of them. And so it's a lot for you guys. It's a lot for us too. And so there's a lot to be considered.
Find somebody who already has enough money that he doesn't have to represent you. And he'll do it because he believes in you, or she believes in you.
Amen to that, for sure. Amen to that. Say less.
All right, that's my piece. Go ahead, boys.
Are you volunteering, Maddie? You got enough money?
Well, I mean, yeah, I got tons of money, but the point is I'm not as experienced as someone like Jeff to do this, but I mean, I do have a lot of artists. I did get Real Jerv on the four, so I don't know. I guess I'm not that bad. The point is, yeah, I believe it. I believe
he
it.
Would never, he would never got on it if it wasn't for me helping you, boy. Don't forget that.
I
it wasn't D-Tech. It was
we
me.
We were barely even talking, man. That was
I would love. There's so many amazing people on this call right now that do have those strings, that do have that power to help artists like myself and Alanka. You know, I would love for y'all to, you know, like listen to our music and give us feedback and give us some direction. I mean, that would be that would be the dumbest thing.
You're on the show, right?
Absolutely.
You're on the show. It ain't easy to get on the show. So, anyways, we're still waiting. Hey, OG, did you press the right button?
The technology got over there.
I actually got her music up. Thank God. I got your music up.
Now, check this out. Girl.
See, you on the show. You on the show.
Wait a minute. William wants to say something. Go ahead.
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff.
So,
go ahead.
What I was trying to decipher, because one of the things I need right now is I need three female artists. It could be groups, it could be solo for this compilation. That right there puts us over the top. And
you're on the phone right now, and Will has three artists.
What I'm building is straight out of the mud. And it's just going to create an entirely new lane, not just from a monetization standpoint, but from a direct-to-market model for music.
Hey, Jeff, her manager's on the phone, and he has three
new
artists, two of them on the phone.
You should definitely talk to Will. I mean, he got three,
so I'll introduce him to. Hey, Will, are you there? Mr. McCoy.
I'm here listening.
Hey, I'm going to introduce you. Introduce you to Jeffrey Lake. I vouch for him. And Jeffrey, I'm going to introduce you to William. From what I observed,
How are you?
I'm good at yourself.
I'm well. It's a pleasure to meet you. So, I heard the opportunity to mention that, you know, because on some level, it's been a holdup. You know, the eight artists that I've added to my platform. I got four, and it's all males, and it's predominantly hip hop, urban, R&B music, and you know, I'm like, I need to balance this out. You know, I want to be able to put out a well-rounded four-volume compilation, and you know, so as we're, you know, really looking to you know, add those, you know, add that female touch to it. We've been, you know, just pumping the volume up on presenting opportunities for the, you know, for artists. The landscape is wide open for creating a lane within the lanes that, you know, and the foundation that's been laid out. You know, I think the best thing would be to figure out how we can get in contact with each other to see where we're.
I'll give you guys each other's phone number and email.
That'll work. And what'll happen is this: he's about to play some of their music, so you can hear for yourself exactly what they got going on.
I'm gonna go from track to track. So I got two Olinka's tracks up. Olinka, can you say something to everybody and give us a little more broader background on who you are and what do you do and what you bring them?
Absolutely. So I'm 23 years old. I'm from Toronto, Ontario. I make pop, soul, R&B type stuff, but I love to experiment with sounds and get a little figgity fucked up with it. So the two songs that I sent you, one of them is Break Yours. She's slow and angelic at the beginning, but then she has a little, like, dark twist at the end. So it's kind of like a two-song-in-one surprise. And the second one is more of like a Halloween creepy-ass set. Hope y'all like them.
So, thank you. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play one of your tracks, and we'll chop it up. Then I'm going to play one of Venus' track. We'll chop it up, and then we'll go back and forth. That way it makes it more symmetry. So this is Olinka is of Polish descent, and that's a beautiful name. She hails from Toronto, Canada. Stay down is Drake.
So you from Polish and you in Canada? Goddamn.
Okay.
And
you're
Russian
and you're in Canada, Maddie. So what's the difference?
We close enough, dog. Anyway, let's get it, man. Play some song.
All right. Let's get it. Let's go link, everybody. Mute your mic.
I followed you back home again once more. I watch you as you roam. And I know the family's coming back again today. They miss me now that I'm away. I love you long time. Tell me how you count that a crime.
I'm gonna ask you questions. Who produced that?
So it was both my producer After Party and I co-produced all my stuff. So yeah, it was both of our brains together.
That song, whew, that's a great song.
Thank you. No, that wasn't just a great song.
That was an incredible
song. I could see that song going along with a movie plot. Seriously. Wow. That's a great song.
That was actually all done in one session as well, within like 4 hours from like an empty session to that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you made sure you have a written agreement, right, between the producer and you?
Yeah, my producer and I, we work very closely. We've known each other for years. We actually went to...
It doesn't matter. Here's a lesson for all of you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't care if you're
kind of
friends
or whatever. In business, there's no friends.
In business,
you're associated.
Yeah, written agreement. But, girl, that honestly, I wish you could send that to me. MaddieManagement1word@gmail.com. I want to hear that again. OG and I have Sony Distribution, too. So if you ever need help with that, I'll do it for free, man. That song is dope as shit. That's what I've been listening to.
Name William. You can talk to William, Maddie. You know she is free spoken, but I expect something.
No, but make sure you have written contracts on royalties, okay? That's for both you girls.
I'm sure she's I'm sure she's on top of that. She seems like a bright young lady.
Yeah, you always
okay.
got to... But...
Thank you. I'm so glad y'all liked that. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, that song was awesome.
It was dope as shit, man. Yeah. Like, I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Let me ask this. You know, because a lot of people are hung up on, you know, really trying to geo-target what's a hit and what's not. And mm-hmm. what the position that I'm in, it's really geared around getting the music to the people and letting the people ultimately decide. We can apply whatever science we want to apply to it, whatever expertise that we think we have and what have you. And, you know, I'm already realizing that my day for being able to probably geo-target precisely what constitutes a hit might be, you know, there's probably more of those days behind me than in the front. But at the end of the day, the people that consume music, that'll consume it to 20 million, 50 million, 100 million streams, or that'll download it 5 million times, and then you'll see that it's or 10 million times, and you'll see that it's a diamond record, you know, because they didn't went out and bought it, you know, like it was the only thing out there selling. And, you know, ultimately the people are the ultimate arbiter for all of this. The way I look at my responsibility is getting the artists that can do what you do in front of as many ready-to-buy consumers as possible. That's what I look at my role as. And that's what I'm knocking out, gatekeepers and people that are really stuck to, you know, holding the line for the old guard. Move out the way, you know.
Well, some of the old guard are cool. Guess who I was talking to last week, Jeffrey? Noah Preston. He's the new executive vice president over at Def Jam.
Who is it?
Noah Preston.
Have you ever heard of Selected Music?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
I'm talking to the lady.
Oh. No, I actually haven't.
Go send it to them. It's called Selected Music, and they play stuff just like that. And it's quite a popular. It's got millions
of
followers, and they would play stuff like that. And I've retweeted. I've done Maddie Myers Pick of the Day a lot off of their stuff, and that's something that they would take in real quick. So just send it to them, even as a start. I don't know what the rest of your EP or LP or whatever you're doing is going on, but just send that track in, and I guarantee they'll pick it and they'll play it for you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
It's called Selected, okay? Selected.
Awesome. Okay. Got it.
Anyways, go ahead, boys.
Sorry, my son called. All right, now we're going to go to Miss Venus. Hi, Venus. This is KBM Radio 9 on Mars. Welcome to the late night hour. I am DJ Starman.
What's up?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, select the music.
They got too serious, like, can you hurry up my interview? I get those sides. I'm like, can you hurry up and get off the phone? Well, I never said it to a lady, but I say to the manager. All right, Venus, I'm going to pick the song. I got this one I like. It's called Next Body, because I need a new body, because I'm a little naughty and I need another 1,000 years, so... can we talk about a new body when the song is over? Tell us about it.
Yes.
What is Next Body about?
Next Body is about coming to the end of a relationship.
you know, those stages of a breakup, and then just, you know, finally coming to the realization that you still got it. You're going to move on, and you're going to be okay. So,
hey, I'm just thinking to you, look.
Break up to make up. That's all we do.
That's
yeah,
what I said.
Then you hate me. That's a game
for two. Wake
right.
up to break
oh, yeah.
up.
He's
all.
In it.
Yo,
yeah,
sign him.
Sign him. All somebody right. sign him right now.
Jeff, there you go, Jeff.
I'm going to sign myself. All right, here we go. This is Venus, and it's called Next Body.
Let's go.
Amazing, talented, gifted artists. Artists is a weak term. Crafters. Hey, Jeff, we have to talk because I know you don't work with them. I don't work with them. We got to do like a code deal or something. God, not the only lady who's like that. But I ain't greedy. You're my homie.
My thing is, I want ready to go talent on the platform. That's what I want.
That's what these are.
I'm super flexible, you know, because that's the way I designed how I wanted to move. I wasn't stuck in any type of conundrum. I got to do it this way or I got to do it this way. I really want to, you know, foster a climate and where artists are liberated to sustain themselves long-term independently. But let me speak about it from this standpoint for a quick sec. Like with this NFT, this divergence in the NFT space, you have major label artists that don't want to move in that direction because they want to wait until they're free of their recording relationship.
Man, that don't matter. Because, man, they're crazy. They should just get
no.
Hey,
no,
you
have,
wait, wait.
But
you went to agreement, so you should honor your agreement, but still don't stop yourself from working with other people. Because if the person wants your best interest, they would say, "Hey, they're trying to me, but we still don't work because I want their best interest." That's how I believe.
But
if it's their best interest,
no,
we'll
I'm not saying, OG. I'm not saying that that's what they're going to do. Some of them are probably one record away from getting out of their deal.
Right,
they're, you know, they're not going to be able to overcome that dynamic.
Continue
because
attack,
a lot of
Willie.
The major, yeah, a lot of the major companies are signing deals with
shame
all the inflow of money that's coming into the space. They're signing huge deals, and they're going to monetize through that channel. What I'm saying,
you
I'm talking about
amazing, man.
You know, I'm talking about their ideal. I'm not talking about their reality. I'm just talking about their idea, you know.
Hey girl,
someone
that
locked
was,
up.
That,
go
ahead. I'm sorry, man. You know how we say OG and I talk over and you listen? I'm going
to
listen right now. Go ahead.
So just, you know, the ideal and the real. Somebody locked up right now wants to be free, but, you know, their reality says otherwise, you know.
If I locked up, I'd be free because I just will it.
Well, I'm free.
I believe that.
That was Aretha Franklin, Alicia Keys, and Lauryn Hill all put together in a perfect mix. That was a beautiful track.
Wow,
you did a great job on that.
That's trend tall cotton for real.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, I couldn't pick out which one it sounded like the most. And that's the most important thing, is not sounding like anybody else.
Absolutely.
Okay, then put Onika's other song. I get it.
Did you text the info, OG?
Oh, no, I ain't do that yet. I'll get to it. I got you. I got you. I think these songs are the same because they're both. Hey, Onika, is your music all 2 minutes and 55 seconds? It should be different, right?
No, yeah, it should be different.
Okay, hold on.
So the one that you just played.
I'm gonna upload it the one song twice because you know I'm old and see now. So forgive me. Hold on.
Okay.
But what can we do this? And then we got Venus's senses. Since I went out my senses.
I should send it again.
No, I got it. Don't
Mac,
you dare, Miss Dang. Don't you dare.
Mac.
Huh?
I sent you something from my female rapper, Gail. It's something that was going to go on her mixtape. I just sent it to you. So you could play that as well, because he can hear exactly the female version of, you know, of the rap that I'm working with.
Okay. 2015. Gotta put my pen out there. Okay. Don't you dare, Miss Thing. She did it again. I'm
your
gonna study for a match. Yeah, she played games with me. Miss Dale. She's a prima donna. She's a sexy computer. This is a sexy laptop. If a laptop can be sexy, listen, I can touch the screen, use my finger, use the keyboard. She is a sexy computer. That's not weird.
It does. But we're not judging.
But whatever. She's sexy now.
No freaky. No freaky. No freaky.
We're not judging.
Whatever gets you off. Wait, wait, hey, will video play?
Only a
male
couldn't send that. Huh? Let me see.
Venus.
Yeah.
May I use your music in my TikTok videos?
I would love
just to promote.
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you have my permission. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. I appreciate your music. It actually speaks something. It's more complex. You're not complex. You're very social. And it's something different.
Thank you. I do.
I spelled it wrong. Olinka. I spelled it Onika. Yep.
I do pride myself on being, you know, trying to be different and bring some content, you know.
You see, people don't hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. It's hard to deal with a relationship or having to deal with something that you care about the most.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you go through those stages when it's over. You know, you blame, you know, the blame game and the anger and then whatever comes after that.
Right.
But eventually you get, you know, you come to a place where it's like, okay, I can do it again. I can be vulnerable again with somebody else.
Right.
That's the hard part for us to do coming out of
the bad.
That's
the hard part to do, though, to put yourself out in a block like that.
Yeah.
Right, and not get nothing back in return.
No, but that might get your feelings hurt, your heart, you know, heartbroken again.
Yeah, we do it again.
So the fuck what? So the fuck what, man? You can live life in a shell? So the fuck what?
Maddie, whatever. Hey, no man on the planet that don't have a heart. And I'm a triple G gangster, please. Everybody got a heart. And we got crap.
Yeah, I get it. So do I. I'm pumping, aren't I? But fuck it. Yeah. Everything goes past. Trust me. OG, you know how many girls I've... And they weren't one-night stands either. I've been through my fair share.
They all was one-night stands. You just make the one-night stand last a long time. Don't give me... They all one-night stands.
Yeah, I just married them all. Anyways, yeah, but always keep your heart open, man. For real.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, I got it. Hold on. I got it, Onika. Let me get this up here. Thank you,
baby. All right,
Onika. Yeah, yes, you working with me. You working with me. Onika. Go to the right. Go to the tattoo. Hello. Okay, it went through. Now, Onika, can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm gonna ask you something. Yeah, if someone came to you with an idea that could possibly in a profound way change your life for the better, what would you do?
Sorry, could you repeat that question?
So, if someone came to you with an opportunity of a lifetime, change your world, what would be your first instinct? What would be your first reaction or action?
I mean, I feel like that's a really broad question because, it would be intentional
to be broad.
Yeah, so I've had people come to me with those kind of opportunities, but then they did have malice intentions. So my first thing would be to research the person and learn more about the opportunity and who I am dealing
with. There you go. There you go. Thank you. Some people would have said, I'm going to go for it. without doing any research, you
no.
might jump into something like, that's the worst thing that could ever happen in your life. You know what I mean?
When you say it could change your life, it could change your life in a good way or a bad way. It's up to you to make that decision on if you want to.
Exactly. Exactly. What'd you say?
I probably should have been muted. I was.
What did you say?
I was doing my OG Mac Drama attempt to singing.
Wait a minute. Onika, that song was corrupted. It was corrupted. I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, why? Do you want me to send it again?
Yes.
Did you get the one I
sent? Because this one is actually released. If you want, you can, like I can absolutely send you the MP3, but if it's easier, it's also on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere.
Oh, no, I need the MP3 to upload it to our
right now.
And make sure it has the correct file extension.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's not in the room. I just spoke with it. Who's that baby? I hear a baby.
No, that's my dog playing with a toy. But listen. It's his laptop. Don't worry about it. It's his laptop.
Hey, my laptop. This is how I talk called Morning God.
Hey, OG, you didn't hear the sales guy tell you to come back for your change?
Yo, what's up? Yo, sorry, guys. Gotta go, man. It's baseball bat time. Yo, love y'all. All
right. Don't drink too much. Oh, I got the song.
Be careful, Maddie.
Yeah, you can play that. That's going on her mixtape. It's just so you can get the style of what she does.
Okay. Look, steady, beatbox, Cardi B, go swing, rich, blouse, swinging, nose, and street talk. From the jungle, dreams not based on Call Me Blotchy. When songs play on this computer, it actually displays the lyrics. And this is not genius. My computer does that now. What?
All right,
it's working again.
Huh?
What did you do? Kiss it? You kiss it?
What did you say, Alicia?
Let me know if you got it because they just sent it.
I'm trying to download this other song. What's the name of the song?
Break Your
Beatbox.
I'm talking to Mick William, of the rapper.
Beatbox,
okay.
That's actually a good song.
You never heard it, so shut up. Lying like a motherfucker.
Everybody did remixes to it.
You did. Shut up. You never heard it.
Yeah, a lot of people did a remix to it.
You don't have to speak to the kickers, huh?
You ain't got a lot of kickers, Craig.
You relate to me. That's enough.
I mean, I'm going to spit like three bars real quick.
Your street cred just went out the window. Your street cred just went out the window.
I know she made good at the beginning. I think I know why my computer freezes up like that because I run a node out of it. You know what a node is, William, when you work with cryptocurrencies?
Yep.
Yeah, so I actually run a node on this one. I think it's been too much going on. I'm going to have to put on one of my other secondary laptops. If I remember how to do that. Okay, 10-2-0-1-5. 2015 was the year that I officially became on, you know, and a cause and effect and influencer in the industry. A lot happened in 2015, my God. It was a blow. Okay, now, let's see. What was that song called? Here we go. I got it.
Great story?
No, I was doing a rapping song while I wait to get yours. Hold on. I got it.
Sorry.
No problem. And what's the artist's name for beatbox again, Willie?
Gail Savo.
Oh, she Latino? Italian or something?
She's actually from Trinidad.
Oh, Trinidadian. I'm not a scant, you're not a scant, you know?
Yeah, man.
Coconuts. No, come on. Fight me. Let me try this, man. Get all that. Some bullshit.
That's that $1 million $1 million computer.
No, that's when you lose a team and they did all the work for you. Now you doing it yourself.
User error.
User error. I can't really speak English.
1-800 tech support.
William got jokes.
What?
I like to see y'all. Y'all got jokes.
Call Apple.
Venus became my biggest fan. She loves what I think. She can serenade her all anytime. Olinka said she wants me to do a collaboration hit with her. No comment, Olinka.
I'm sorry. Say that again. You want collaboration?
Remember, you sent me an email saying you want me to do a collaboration with you, and you agreed to. I discounted my $150,000. I told you I'll charge you
$149,000.99. Oh, yeah. You've been having some crazy dreams, huh?
Damn, girl, got you at $150K. I only had to pay $20.
Hey, Alinka, just swap it out for the laptop.
Get that man some milk.
Dad.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Oh,
I'm just brain stupid right now. Huh? Okay, dashboard.
Let me see.
I know. I'm just
right. Leave my dial alone, y'all.
It's all good.
That's my boy. That's my ball Parker.
Hey, ball Parker's still alive.
No.
Okay. I like him. Come price yeah. Right. Come on down. And remember Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune? Y'all too young, remember?
Yeah. I remember Vanna White.
No, you don't.
And Pat Sajak.
No, you don't. You heard me talk about that.
You come on five every day.
No, you heard me talk about it. Every day.
Yeah, because I wouldn't stay in the house.
I'm not behind tripping. You know, I'm the world's oldest hippie. I just grew love, peace, and hair grease. You dig? Church.
Okay. Preach.
Well, back in the mountain of Georgia. What the hell? Oh, shit. I had a song where I could just... other one ready, that conscious song I promised to play for
business. And what I was going to say, I'm getting senile in my old age. I said, I'm getting old. I'm too old for this stuff. I'm about to call you that B word if you don't fix yourself.
You're only 28 like me.
No, no. Hey, son, can I take your brain out your body and attach my brain to it? And
yeah, you
in
can.
The
go
dark?
Ahead. Shit.
Yeah, you're crazy. All right. Uh-oh. Caramba. What is wrong?
Life is like a box of chocolate.
Forrest Gump.
Never know what you're running.
Yeah, I know y'all have never seen that movie. I work you saw that.
No comment.
Y'all, there's nobody. Y'all told me to Google it. We had shrimp gumbo. We got bubble gum shrimp. We got talking shrimp. We got popcorn shrimp. Forrest, it's me, Bubba. Jenny, I do know what true love is. My cousin Brownie is a bit, just like that. And he can do 20 months on the show. Let me tell you something. Say hello to my little friend. All right. Now listen to the song, Venus.
That's
it is a conscious song.
Okay.
You too, Olivia, listen to the words. Me and Maddie, we co-produced it with some notables from Akon music group.
Who's the artist called, on it?
Akon, David Banner, Bebe, Adam Vito, and myself on the keyboard.
Okay.
I do the outro.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay, but
here we go.
David Banner, why do people kill people?
David Banner. They...
La, la.
Ooh, ooh.
La, la.
Ooh, ooh,
la,
yeah.
La, la.
Come on now.
Hey,
pray for
peace that
it's gonna be alright. The whole thing's gone wild. Everybody's so damn busy ballin', but they don't hear the planet cry. What about the kids all on the block now, trying to survive, selling a piece of rock now? What about the woman on my tabletop now, up in the strip club, about to let her top down? If you ask me, you gotta be a better way to do all things, cause everybody steady acting like ain't no other way to go. And never see the better part of life. It can't continue to grow.
People on them blacking all around the way. Young my people out here hustling, trying to make a way. Even through the darkness, we'll see brighter day. Gotta be the change that we wanna see. Pray for all the hurt, cause only love will win. And pray for all the children, cause of where it begins. Stop all the hurt and let's pray for an end. If you ask me, there's gotta be a better way. It's gotta be. Gotta pray for the world to grow.
I'll pivot tall. There was a moment where I only acted miserable, but my granddaddy told me, baby, don't be pitiful. The fact that you are still alive, it is a miracle. That's why I always talk to God and I am spiritual. So the positive lyrical content is constant. You'll catch your contact, you'll find me in your conscience. But I'm just worried about the baby, cause this world is getting crazy. Little bit of love and a lot of hate, and people never cease to amaze me. Cause everybody wanna rise to the top, and everybody wanna piece of the pie. But everybody need to stop, need to show a little love. Baby, we gon' be alright.
Hello.
OG.
He must have got knocked off or something.
The show started 6.
Completely is really something that stays on my mind. I think that I could find a thousand words that say how I feel. Like having, wanting, needing, they all appeal to my senses. Back in 99, we had a moment hooping at the park, I think a Friday night. I saw his pretty skin, his melanin was glistening. I loved the way he balled, my Omar S was vibing without talking like a silent caller. On the landline, girl, I'm trying to land mine. Yeah, telling all my sisters about this guy that's so fine. I had them gassing me on heavy D, I finally got my nerves up. We met up at a parking lot, was nervous when he swerved up. But the vibe was so right, we could talk all night. Young and awoke, the things that we spoke were beyond our own time.
tried to stay connected, but like Sprint, somehow we fell off. If I could turn back time to 99,
I think that I could find a thousand words that say how I feel. Like having, wanting, needing, they all appeal to my
amazing, Venus.
Love that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Man, her and Alicia both are some talented artists. How come I never meet musicians like that?
Jesus, Venus. Damn, this stuff is so, feel like it's so mellow and just gorgeous.
Right?
I feel like I can breathe and I can think.
Mm-hmm. I would love to hear both you two on the song together. You both,
yeah, that would be
that,
dope.
That, no, that'd be dope. Y'all some very strong. That'd be so dope. Oh my god.
Yeah, that would be dope for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna be executive producer.
Okay.
Talk to me. I'm gonna upload your song right now. Hey, and Olinka, I don't see that song you sent me. What email did you send it to? And what'd you say, Jeff?
No, I was just indicating. I missed the beginning part of the show. Where are you ladies from?
This is Venus. I'm from.
Where are you from, Venus? I missed that.
I'm from Fort Worth. I'm in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas.
And go ahead, Olinka.
And
Olinka.
Toronto.
Okay, so you're from Canada. Okay. Okay, I was
she's
just trying
Canada,
to.
Jeff,
I was trying to
Jeff,
source
in
the
Canada,
flavor. That's
eh?
All.
What up, eh?
I was just sourcing the
Toronto.
Flavor. That's all.
Hi.
What did you say? I think what did they say?
In Toronto, we say it as "nyai."
Nyai. Sound like a bird, like you're alien. Nyai. I run from people like that. I'm like, what the hell?
Super obnoxious. I hate it.
That is super obnoxious. That's weird as hell.
Yeah.
Like a cat purring and a very.
Yeah. Toronto thing. Yeah, saying she is sweeter singing. That's so gross.
Oh my.
When you guys are in school, right? When you're in school at lunchtime and boys and the corny boys come and bother you, you be like, yeah, I don't want to talk to you. Ew. Yeah, get me with a spoon. That's Canadian form of valley talk.
Can you just repeat the email? I just want to make sure that I'm sending it.
I don't want to repeat it on live radio. I'll text it to you. It's my private email. Hold on.
I'll text it to her.
Oh yeah, do that. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah,
I can't text
you.
We need it on the radio.
Yeah.
What if you did a song like that?
Imagine.
Yeah. Ode to Canada, to Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
good. You got beatbox. Huh? You got beatbox queued up?
Did I do that? Let me see. Beatbox. Welcome to the beatbox.
Yeah.
You have me do that all week.
Yeah.
I done lost my cotton picking mine. And I have actually picked cotton.
All right. Check your email, boy.
So they grow cotton in Arizona. I saw some cotton. I jumped out the car and said, now I can say I picked cotton before. I can talk like an old Southern. Boy, I picked cotton back when you were 10 years old. Talking to me like that.
Nah, you wait a cotton picking minute. How long did it take you?
Hey, Hey, and your my grandmother wanted to say hi before she goes to bed. Can you guys say hi to my grandma?
Hello.
Sure can.
Okay. Her name is OG Granny. And she's seen up. She's from a week. Granny, come here. Just come here. I take care of her.
The original OG Granny.
Here she comes. What the hell are you yelling for, you stupid motherfucker? I'm old. I ain't deaf. How y'all do, little chicken pie, honey bun? This is OG Granny.
Grandma.
How you doing?
Hey, Grandma.
OG Granny.
Hey, what's up, Granny?
Why y'all listen to this motherfucking show? This show ain't slick. If he ain't shit. My grandson's a thief. I won Powerball. He stole all my money. Y'all need to come give me. Give me the phone, Granny. Go back to sleep. Hey, y'all don't pay her no mind, all right?
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
A whole lot of Granny.
Oh,
Flip Wilson. I don't know what happened.
Oh, Flip Wilson.
No, so I see this radio show, right? It's called Turn Up and Turn Off Tuesdays on 358 Radio with Kelly Kill out of South Carolina. So Granny was one of my characters. Occasionally I bring her here to this show. Let me tell you something. I had this fool one time thinking it was a real woman trying to ask for her number. I like, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, trying to holler at somebody's grandmother.
Mrs. Dale got you up. So let me get back to the mat. What up, Matt? Yes, Terry. Break yourself.
All right.
But yeah, Jeff, Noah Preston, he's out there in L.A. too, man.
Who is that?
Noah Preston, from Def Jam. I saw him
in L.A. now.
Lunch. Yeah. Get that nice promotion. So I can't make myself work for somebody. Never that. I tell a boss, well, look, his lady's on his phone. I tell a boss where he can go with his bullshit. Okay. What's it called?
It's called beatbox. Here we go. Be grateful. God has not promised me sunshine.
I can sing real good, don't you think? On Venus.
Yes.
Venus,
you said you want to do a collaboration with me?
Alenka, you can take
this.
I can't stop thinking about that during foreplay. That shit was God.
I would be cussing everybody out in trouble. Like, shut up with that, yay! I would like, yay, your mama and your daddy. I never heard that before. I know a lot of people can. Yay!
That is new to me.
Yay! I like it. Oh, you should build a song and let that be the hook. Let that be the hook.
Yay! Yay!
And you can make it extra dramatic and extra Toronto man by like adding a nice little like gargle to the throat, like yay!
Yay!
That's the beautiful. Get Lil Jon to do it.
Just want to get really frisky with it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Lil Jon. What? Okay.
Get Lil Jon on.
Yeah. That'd be dope. Oh, my God, that'd be dope. Shit. Might pitch it to his punk ass. Ooh, come on, let me.
Don't forget my cut. My cut is 70%. That was my idea.
Yeah, I do 7%. I got you on that 7%.
Cuts after cuts.
You know how we do business. You know how we do business. So,
so I want to know.
I'm sorry. There's interference on the phone. You're breaking up. You're underwater. You're underwater. Sonic, you're underwater. You're underwater.
No, I'm
going to
say, Saturn,
when they go to sleep, make sure you're on the ground and keep up every piece of fiber.
I got you.
So it can be no cloning.
I'm doing that now.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I just want to reiterate that I definitely want to collaborate with you guys. I see a lot of possibilities of, long after the show, we need to explore those.
I feel the vibe with these people, man. That's why I'm bullshitting on the show. Oh, by the way, the show been over, people.
Oh, damn.
But they'll record it, so don't worry about it.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, we're just chilling. We're just chilling in the studio right now. Like.
Yeah, we just kicking it. Hey, y'all, this is coffee. Listen to the song. Listen.
Oh.
That's something that we can say. You're the one that we both know. That was our shame. Felt like it needs when we
fucking hit record right here. Album hit. This one is man. Listen to that voice.
That duet at the end, that was beautiful.
This is slamming. How do you make this stuff, man?
Thank you.
Man.
Venus, I'm a fucking fan. Shit.
Thank you.
Look, I mean,
thank you.
I mean,
I'm a fan.
You are displaying Adele type of crap.
I'm just letting you know. Damn.
Thank you.
I got chills.
Is your music?
Wow.
And Alisa, you're not liking me neither.
And
don't
Adele's
trust me.
Great vibe. I'm sorry?
Man. I said your level of music is the same. I get the same feeling. Y'all both are terrific artists. My God. Let me find Onika the song. I would play it this way. Come on.
Hey,
did you get it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I got it. But you know, Miss Thang is acting up.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said Miss Thang is acting up.
No, I'm talking to Camp. Who is that?
It'll be back.
Jeff getting a three-layer sandwich, female sandwich over here.
For real.
I've never complained about that. I'm just saying.
Hey, Will.
What
what's Gail's IG?
The
I know she's not on
girl.
Well, hey, where's she based out of?
She lives in Connecticut.
Oh, she's connected. Okay. Is she Puerto Rican?
Nope. She's Trini.
Okay, Trini. Oh, you told me that. She's Trinidadian. You know, and it's called Trinidad Tobago. It's two islands in one. You don't know?
Yeah, man.
Trinidad and Tobago. My people are from Barbados.
My boy Jimmy, he's from Barbados.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Have you been?
Barbados? Maybe once or twice. But what you think it was? I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
It was back in my bad boy days. You know what I'm talking about?
Was that yesterday?
You said yesterday. Shit, that was an hour ago.
You mean you just got back?
Yeah, for real. Once a bad boy, I was a bad boy. That's what this one girl said to me. She went date me. She said, once a bad boy, I was a bad boy. Her loss. Huh?
I said, I miss Duncan.
Hey. What?
I said, I miss Slim Duncan.
Oh, Duncan.
She said, bad boys, bad boys, bad boys. What she gonna do?
Oh, talking about the song.
Yeah.
Dunk. Rest in peace.
He would be
further than Gucci Man if he lived. He was the most talented of everyone, the whole squad. Rest in peace, Lim Dunk.
I've been talking
to Major D. Star. Remember, I used to manage his cousin Major from Dirt Game.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to him in a minute.
Pac-Man,
I'm gonna give him a call.
Wait, the red
Jay Light, Nuke, Just Rich Gay.
Oh, the rest is doing good. He had the hit song. What's it called? Something away. Where'd it go?
Hard away.
You took my heart away.
Right.
Yeah.
You took my heart away.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Pain 3, pain 2, and pain 1.
That's a good cut.